Hello, hello. Welcome to La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Valley, like a valley, but spelt a little bit differently, and I'm going to be your host for the next little while. Today we have a great interview with musician Benny Sings, all the way from Amsterdam. He is releasing an album in just a couple of weeks, so make sure to look out for that. Some very exciting stuff is on this album, and some really great inspirations behind it, and also getting to talk a little bit about the creative process as well. It was really lovely getting to chat with Benny Sings, and we will be diving right into the interview straight after playing one of the first songs that has been shared off of that new upcoming album, and this is Pajamas by Remy Wolf. Stick around for the interview, stick around for more music by Benny Sings, and I will see you all very soon. Bye!
We could take a walk on Cabana Beach, read a book or two about the birds in Cali. We could see a movie about São Paulo. Have you seen the new documentary?
Candy bars and wine in the winter, man, I got you wrapped from my finger. Ooh, I just can't wait to get you home. Oh no, this can't wait till tomorrow. My heart's skipping beats like a bongo. Beach so thick, the bull, I'll take it to the Poconos.
Hey, wait, what we gonna do?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
This is a nice.
Yes.
I like the piano keyboard combo in the background.
Yeah.
It's a nice.
It's my studio.
Oh, very nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes. I'm here with Benny Sings. It is very nice to see you today. And you're over in Amsterdam. So my first question for you is a little selfish. And as a little thinking of, you know, potential future, but if someone were to move to Amsterdam in the future, what, you know, big tips would you have? Are there any specific things to go and see or do?
Well, it's just a great city for living, you know, so you just live there. And I'm not like a guy that knows stuff, so... The only thing I know is I always go to Cafe Restaurant Amsterdam.
Okay.
It's as simple as that. that is just the best you'll ever get.
Okay.
In terms of the whole atmosphere and everything, I've been going there since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, families go there. Everyone goes there, and it's just a gigantic hole, and it's beautiful. So that would be one of my recommendations.
Hopefully one day in the future, I'll see you there.
Yeah. Yes.
You have a new song on the upcoming album called Movie Star. I was wondering if you could star in any film or movie that's either coming out or that's come out in the past, which would you choose?
Well, like one of my favorite movies ever is Punch Drunk Love by Paul Thomerson. No, Paul T. Anderson, of course. And Adam Sandler starring. He is like a guy with an anger issue, very quiet, not dominant guy. And gets pushed over by people, and sometimes gets very angry, so that would be my thing.
Would you play Adam Sandler's character?
I think if I would be able to act, like, that would be closest to what I could do, probably. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. You said a few years ago that the reason you kind of named yourself Benny Sings is because you were just kind of amazed by the fact that you were going to be singing. And I was wondering if you had to go back and change it from Benny Sings to Benny maybe like writes or plays the piano, would you change it to anything else?
Wow, that's a good question. What would I do? Maybe writes is a good one. I do feel a lot. I feel like a writer, you know. I don't feel like a musician. I'm not the expressive type in that kind of in the moment kind of way. I don't want to make sound. I don't have the urge to make sound, you know. But I do have the urge to create. So, and when I see a writer's bar or something, you know, you have those in Amsterdam or anything that I feel more at home there than at a musician's place. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting. That's yeah. Nice. I did creative writing in university, so I'm
right.
Very happy to hear.
Yeah. We're alike.
Exactly.
Here it comes.
For those of you just tuning in, you are currently listening to La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.9 FM, chatting with Benny Sings about music and just about to listen to his latest song, Young Hearts.
So I was wondering, kind of speaking of the writing and the creative process when it comes to making your music, you've said that you often start with a beat, and that is kind of the first element in your songwriting process. But I was wondering if any of your songs have kind of strayed away from that.
Yeah, like a couple of songs, two songs on my new album are written in the old-fashioned songwriter way, because I was in quarantine in my studio at a certain point. We had to cancel the US tour because the whole band got corona, and I got it as well when I was in Holland after that. So I had to go into my studio in quarantine, and I thought, like, I'm now 5 days here or something, what should I do? I'm going to, like, because I've always had this dream, like, what would it be like to be a real songwriter, you know, because I was always like a beat guy. And so I sat behind the piano for those 5 days, or what was it? And wrote songs the old fashioned way.
That's a great transition kind of into the timeline of this album. When did you kind of start this process, and when did the whole magic making time occur?
It's probably 2 years ago or something that I started thinking, well, I feel like writing again, because always after an album, I personally don't feel like writing anymore because I'm just empty, you know. And then at a certain point, you just feel that you could do it again or something. So that was probably 2 years ago. I'm not sure, but something like that. And at that same time, I got the message from Kenny Beats saying, let's work together. So that I think those two options came into play.
Mm-hmm. I'm lost again. All these different ways to get inside your heart. Can't we be friends? I will be your sunshine even in the dark. Oh, baby girl, I'm lost again. All these different ways to get inside your heart. In Wonderland, I can be your sunshine even in the dark. I already know it's too late today. Yesterday's affairs have lost their weight again. And I give you my everything. What am I to do when there's no one there to take it? I'm lost again. All these different ways to get inside your heart. Can't we be friends? I will be your sunshine even in the dark. Different ways to get inside your heart. Can't we be friends? I will be your sunshine even in the dark. Oh, baby girl, lost again. All these different ways to get inside your heart.
A little bit about collaborations, because you're obviously collaborating a lot with Kenny Beats, and you've released the song Pajamas as well, which is a collaboration. But I kind of noticed that there were less collaborations on this album than, for example, with your album Music. And I was wondering if that was a conscious choice to kind of keep it more personal and keep it more solo, let's say, or what was kind of those decisions to not have as many collaborations on this project?
So I don't think it's a very conscious choice, although we talked about it. Mm-hmm. And if we would thought of it being a problem that there weren't too many collaborators on it, then we would have changed it. But we didn't see it as a problem, I guess, because we felt like the previous album had enough collaborations and I was not going to be the collaborator guy or something, you know. But then again, you know, it doesn't matter if some great person came into the room and a song came out. Of course, we were going to put it on there. But we didn't mind it not having that much collaborations on it, because we thought, like, yeah, it's okay, it's fine, yeah.
And I think for people who are like fans of Benny Sings, it's a really nice way to kind of get that more personalized feel and see more of your music. I was wondering what your inspirations were behind the music and behind the tracks.
I guess the inspiration was Kenny Beats for a big part. I mean, it was just very magical for me to go to the promised land, you know, and go to the where the stars are, you know, and make a record that way or something. It felt like that for me. Although, like, Kenny is very approachable and is like a friend to me now, and it's not at all that, but it still is that. I mean, I still feel that when I'm at his place or something, like, this is the real deal, you know. And that makes you write in a different way because you feel more real yourself or something, you know. It felt very cool and right, you know. So yeah,
lovely.
You better get right on it, girl. No better way to see the world than with me. Many books up on your shelf. Wait till I get you for myself. It's easy, love. All that math and history, you told me that much to me. Ooh, ooh. Get those books away from me. Come and see the world.
Living it up in Malibu. Living it up in the south of France.
That your musical adventure and career kind of started around the age of 7 with the clarinet.
Right.
And I was wondering if you could go back in time and take away the clarinet and give yourself any other instrument, which one would you give yourself?
Wow. I'm thinking of what I should. A piano for sure. Yeah. That the piano is just for me the center of music. It's just so how the keys are structured is just so clear how the structure of the 12 tones is, and it also has everything in it. So it has hammers in it, so it's like a drum machine basically, you know. It has hammers, it has strings, mm-hmm. you know, and it has piano, of course. So it's a very rich instrument that can teach you a lot about music, I think.
Mm-hmm. Is there a yeah. musical element or a musical moment on this album that you love the most or that you're the most proud of?
Well, yeah, there's a song, the only one, that's the first release we did. And I'm just really proud of that song, but I wouldn't be able to explain exactly why. It's just the way the drums sound, the way the chorus kicks in, the way you expect something before the chorus and then not get that but get something better, or something in terms of the way the chords, the stabs are placed. I don't know, there's something about it just makes my head click in a way that didn't happen before, and I just love that song.
Sometimes music, that's one of the things that I love the most about music, is sometimes it just doesn't make sense, but it just
no.
works so well together, and it's just
yeah
so cool. I like that.
Yeah, and it probably, if it does make sense, you're probably wrong, but you're probably liking the song because of some way weirder other aspect that you don't know yourself or something, you know.
On the writing side, I was wondering if you had maybe a lyric that you really like, or a lyric that stands out to you when you think of this album.
I kind of like the songs that I wrote behind the piano. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I can reveal the titles of those. Yeah, because the titles are already revealed. So that's Distance and Love Will Find a Way. Just because I wrote it like a songwriter, you know, like I wrote it way less. Subconscious and like going with the beat, just doing whatever comes, you know. It's behind the piano, you're just a more a bit cerebral, and that might leak into the lyrics. I'm not sure, but yeah. Form.
To record,
then it would have to be a studio, because that used to be, I have to say, my place to be, because now I'm like looking forward so much to the coming tour that I'm with my head in.
I had a couple last questions kind of centered around live music and performance. And so you mentioned earlier that a lot of the tour got kind of cancelled with the last album because of, you know, COVID and everything. And you've also kind of labelled yourself, you know, not a live music guy. I'm wondering if you had the opportunity to perform anywhere in the world. I'm talking like anything from a studio or a venue you really like to the top of the pyramids. Where would you go
to perform
or to record?
Then it would have to be a studio, because that used to be, I have to say, my place to be, because now I'm like looking forward so much to the coming tour that I'm with my head into the live space. So, you know what? No, I'm going to give you a very boring answer, but I think like there's something about Madison Square Garden in New York, and it's probably just the name, because there's garden in it or something, that I just feel like, wow, that would be so magical to play there. Because I asked some people that know the place, like, wouldn't that be magical? And their reaction was kind of normal, so it's probably weird that I want that, but it's just, I don't know, it's a classic. Yeah.
Thank you. just disappeared. Just a minute ago it was here. Well, I guess I can stop the love disappearing from your eyes. Did it just disappear? Just a minute ago it was here. Well, I guess I can stop the love disappearing from your eyes. Did it just disappear? Just a minute ago it was here. Well, I guess I can stop.
And so you said you're kind of in that headspace for live music, which is great for people who will be really looking forward to coming out and watching your performances. But thinking back to previous shows, would you say you have a favorite show memory?
Yeah, there was one show in New York in the Mercury Lounge. And it's a small venue. It's like 200 people, maybe 300. But it's famous for its sound. So the story goes that beneath the floor, there's like a couple of like 10 to 20 meters of sand layered. And that makes the bouncing of the sound waves so tight or something like that. That's a story that the sound is incredible. And I have to say it was the best gig I ever did. It's just so everything sounded just the way it should be. It was just love the gig. And it was also one of the first times I performed in the US. And the reaction was very overwhelming for me to hear people sing my songs that are native speakers, which I'm not, you know. It's a big like, wow, it's a mind blow. Mind was blown.
Definitely. Yes. That must have been an amazing, amazing experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Love song. has gone away.
Okay. And so last like question is just in terms of this album, you've kind of spoken about the inspiration behind it and some of the songs as well. Do you have anything that you want people to think of or to really pay attention to while they give it a listen when it's out?
No, just feel it, you know, feel it. And one Korean fan at one point says, your music makes me feel safe. Well, that would be perfect if you just felt a little safer listening to my music, you know.
That's so sweet. That's
such yeah. A
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have one very last little fun story for you that I thought of. I was reading one of your old interviews where you said George Michael was one of your inspirations. So I'm based in Vancouver in Canada, so up on the West Coast. Yeah. And we have buses in Vancouver, and you get on the bus and you kind of get off the bus. And when I first moved to Vancouver, I went on this bus and I was so lost and I had no idea where I was going. And I started asking the bus driver, you know, all of this. And he could tell that I'm not from, you know, Canada. So he said, where are you from? And I said, oh, well, you know, I'm originally from like East Africa, but I'm also Greek. And he said, I'm Greek. And I said, no way. And so we started chatting and we were both speaking Greek to each other. And I said, oh, you know, so, you know, bus driver. And he said, yeah. But this is just, you know, this is just my job. This isn't what I do in my life. And I said, oh, you know, what do you do? And he was a George Michael impersonator.
Sick. Did he look like George Michael?
He did actually look.
Oh, sick. Yeah, he's Greek, of course. George Michael's Greek, right?
Yeah. So I thought of that when I was doing my research for this.
Sick.
It's a fun little story.
Awesome.
But wonderful. Thank you so much for coming to chat.
Yeah, of course.
Something's wrong. Why do I feel the need to break away? Can't keep going round in circles. Give me something to hold on to. Thought about you. Can't do without you. Why do I feel like something's wrong? Why do I feel the need to break away? Can't keep going round in circles. Give me something to hold on to. Thought about you. Can't do without you. I could dream and look at me with those eyes. All I ever wanted is right here. Something's wrong. Why do I feel the need to break away? Can't keep going round in circles. Give me something to hold on to. Thought about me. Can't do without you. All we wanted is right here before us. Don't look at me with those eyes. You always see more than meets the eye. But I really wanna work it out. Thank you. I feel like something's wrong? Or do I feel the need to break away? Can't keep going round in circles. Give me something to hold on to. It's not about me. Can't do without you. So why do I feel like something's wrong? Or do I feel the need to break away? Can't keep going round in circles. Give me something to hold on to. It's not about me. Can't do without you.
It was so lovely getting to chat with Benny Sings all about his upcoming album. It comes out in just a couple of weeks. Young Hearts by Benny Sing. Keep an eye out for that. We're going to listen to one last single that's been released from that album, and it is called The Only One. And if you like what you've heard and you liked listening to Benny Sings' music and also him chatting all about the inspiration and the process behind the album, do make sure to check that out when it comes out. So lovely getting to chat with him. Here is The Only One from Benny Sings' upcoming album. Lovely chatting to you all today. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, morning, night, wherever you're tuning in from, and see you all soon. Bye.
With you. This is Sasha Bilot, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
1, 2, 3, 4.